This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The aviation website FlightAware says the number of flights canceled in the United States from yesterday through tomorrow is now at 4,700 and climbing. And for all the passengers, business or pleasure, who've been inconvenienced, there are those for whom flying itself is a job. Sarah Cagle is a flight attendant based in Houston, Texas. She's worked in the air for 20 years now. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So what do you do when all these flights are canceled? Do you just kind of hang around?
Sometimes we do. I'm fortunate enough to be home for this one, but I know a lot of colleagues that are out there stuck right now, and some are stuck at airports. But with all the pre-cancellations, some are stuck in places like Paris.
Which is not terrible.
No, not terrible.
But if you happen to be stuck in an airport and you can't fly as a flight attendant, do you get paid, or are you just out of luck?
Well, it kind of depends. A lot depends on what airline you're with, what kind of contract you have, if you have a contract. For the most part, if you're just sitting there without being on the aircraft and the door closed, then you're not getting paid technically. However, if your flight cancels, you could be in luck and you could be pay protected.
So you know how in big storms you always hear these horror stories about airlines and airplanes getting stuck on the tarmac for like 7 hours?
Yes.
Do you get paid for those 7 hours?
If the door is closed, yes.
That's the thing. That's the key indicator, if the door is closed?
That's the key indicator.
And then do you stop getting paid when the door opens?
Correct.
That seems a little crazy, actually.
It is. It's one of those things that makes you go, hmm.
Yeah, as it just did. So lay it out for me. I mean, what's the worst scenario in a weather delay for you?
I think the worst scenario is being just the same as the passengers, being stuck on board with the door closed and not enough amenities for everybody. You know, luckily there's been some laws put into place now to protect the passengers, which also protects us. We don't really want to be stuck on there either.
So how do you deal with the cranky passengers?
Smile.
Sarah Cagle. She's got a website as well. It's called theflyingpinto.com. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks for having me.